Apple aims to prevent cyber attacks in its latest iOS update, ensuring a vulnerability exposed last fall involving 911 never happens again.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And if you are up to date with your latest iOS, you can rest assured that at least one cyber attack threat has been prevented. Among the changes in the latest update Apple released this week, a fix aimed at preventing cyber attacks on 911 centers in the U.S. And the reason we're going to talk about this today is because it exposes the grander issue of how vulnerable the cyber world is and how we should examine what these big tech companies and the government can do to prevent cyber attacks. Here to talk the latest and what else Apple and the government is doing to combat these types of cyber attacks is the Wall Street Journal's Ryan Knutson. Welcome back, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
I'd love for you to catch us up with this backstory. Now, this stemmed from an incident that resulted in thousands of accidental 911 calls, obviously, last October. What are the specific details there, just to catch up some listeners who might be out of the loop?
Yeah, so what happened in October was that a link went viral on Twitter, and if you clicked on the link using an iPhone, your iPhone would immediately start dialing 911. And if you hung up that call, it would start dialing 911 immediately. And there was almost the only way to get out of it was to turn off your device. And this went viral on Twitter, and it got a lot of teenagers clicking on the link. And so there's a lot of young people that got very frightened very immediately, didn't really know how to handle it, and their calls went through to 911. And it overwhelmed 911 answering centers in about 12 states because the link was tweeted out by people that – some people that had some very large followings. And there was tens of thousands of calls. There's no way to know for sure exactly how many calls happened as a result of this, but we do know that the link itself, it was a Google short code, and that code was clicked on 117,000 times.
Wow.
Now, not everybody has an iPhone, so that means that some of those calls or some of those clicks did not result in calls. But this was a real eye-opening event for cybersecurity officials and for 911 officials.
Well, that's exactly it, right? Because it exploited, a feature in a smartphone software and how easy that can be to tamper with.
Yeah. So the 911 system is really old, and it's
There's that too.
Yeah. There's a lot of problems with it, but that the one silver lining in its age was that people thought, oh, well, it's probably not that vulnerable to cyber attacks because it's not really connected to the internet. It's like old-fashioned copper landline phone system. But with the advent of smartphones, smartphones are computers, and computers can be infected by malware. And so if you get this malicious code on your iPhone, then suddenly you can send a bunch of, you know, smartphones calling the 911 center at the exact same time. And it was a really not sophisticated, when you think about it. All it was that thousands of people calling 911 at the exact same time at the 911 center, their phones were ringing off the hook, and they couldn't answer all those calls. And so if you had a real emergency during this several hours when this was going on, it was very difficult to reach an emergency responder in the locations where this was happening so badly.
Wow. How much is a tech company like Apple, the biggest one, thinking about the hacking vulnerability these days, and what are they doing? What's their game plan to combat it?
Well, there's so many the attack surface, if you will, for cybersecurity is enormous on so many fronts. So Apple, they put out this new software update that supersedes capability. So if you anytime now on an iPhone, if once you've installed this update, if you click on a number, it's always going to be you have to agree to it. So hopefully that'll prevent this sort of runaway phone call situation. But the thing about cybersecurity is that hackers are always usually one step ahead of everybody else because you've got thousands of people out there that are trying to do stuff. I mean, the person that wrote this code, for instance, was a teenager who told police after he was arrested that he just thought it was funny. And he said that he didn't mean to, he meant to send out a one that sent people to a dead phone number, not 911. He said it was an accident. He's being prosecuted now. There's a case that's pending.
Right.
There are just so many things that are hard to plan for. You don't know. I mean, even in this instance, Apple said that the ability to click on a phone number and initiate a call instantly was, they thought when they had that functionality, they had that functionality deliberately. They thought that was good and helpful for certain app developers in some cases, like they wanted to provide that. They didn't know that somebody would take that and exploit it and use it in a malicious way. So even things that you don't think are going to be vulnerable to cybersecurity, like who would have really thought that giving developers the ability to, you know, place a call initially after you press a button in a mobile app could result in a cyber attack against 911. I mean, these are just the kinds of things that people don't, you know, are hard to predict all the ways that something can go wrong with.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Ryan Knutson about Apple's latest software update that aims to prevent cyber attacks. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. On a grander level, on a grander scale, I know the Department of Homeland Security has also been working on ways to prevent cyber attacks. What's on their agenda and how are they cracking down?
Yeah, so cybersecurity officials and people who have thought about 911, they've been genuinely aware of this issue for years, in a broad sense, because when cell phones actually came around, so before they were even smartphones, that changed 911 dramatically. It used to be, you know, you would only call from a landline. So, like, if you're driving down the street and you see a car accident, you've got to, you know, go to the nearest payphone. So there was only, you know, one call that would come in, or two calls maybe about like a car accident or a fire or something. But with the cell phone now, everybody will pick up their phone. They drive, oh, I just drove past a car accident. Like, yeah, I know, but there, you know, hundreds of calls will be pouring in. So they've had to deal with that. So there has been this sort of concern, like, geez, 911 centers have these moments where we get flooded with calls about the same thing because now everybody has a phone in their pocket. So that for the last 2 years, the Department of Homeland Security, knowing that also this could be exploited in this sort of hacking way, they've been trying to figure out ways where they systems that they could install into 911 centers would just be able to identify malicious attacks. There are about 6,500 different 911 centers in the United States, and each one is managed by different jurisdictions.
Right.
So some states manage their 911 programs. In other places, it's counties or city or level. I mean, there could be a 911 system that's run by the police department and the fire department, and then there might be an emergency response one in a single town. So you can't just say to 911, here is this new technology. Everybody needs to install it in the next 6 months. It's like they're local governments that have costs. You know,
right.
You can't just roll this out all at once. So it's really difficult to get on top of this problem just because of the diffuse oversight of the 911 centers.
Yeah, it just highlights what we really need to be thinking about. Ryan, thank you as always for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Thanks again to Ryan Knutson. You can check out more of his coverage of all things telecom at WSJ.com. That wraps up this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.